the revelation of the book Revelation, part 41. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe need the restoration of the original Second Man Bible, the Rotterdam version, have any questions, please contact us up at the WhatsApp, which is the international code +27 0722 367 124. Or just visit my web page, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very, very welcome. But please go to part one. Start from the beginning. You have missed quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications. It's free of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. We are not part of any Messianic groups, Israel Vision groups, Hebrew Roots movement, Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We are not part of any Jehovah Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, any denomination, church organization in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group functioning throughout the world. Hallelujah. What a pleasure. And we are mainly using the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Brian Rotterdam in 1860. It's the best Hebrew, English-Hebrew Bible you will ever lay your hands on. Trust that this study today is going to be a blessing unto you. In the wonderful name of Yahushua, the name above any other name. We will continue now in Daniel 9 verse 16 and then verse 17. It actually reads, the scripture reads, O Yahvah, it says, O Yahvah Almighty, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from the city of Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquity of our fathers, Jerusalem and the people which is Israel are become a reproach to all that are above us. Studying these scriptures, we already know that when Daniel wrote these prayers and submit himself before Yahweh our Elohim, the nation of Israel had already served many, many years in exile under the Babylonian kings. What Daniel is doing, he is trying to convince Yahweh Almighty to reduce the sentence of 17 years of exile over the nation of Israel. He's seeking for the favor of Yahweh. When studying these scriptures, Yahushua shall find that I have said is a fact. Let thine anger and thine fury be turned away from the city of Jerusalem. Daniel is begging Yahweh Almighty, please Yahweh, have mercy upon us. Thy people, the nation of Israel. He reminds Yahweh that it's his people. But they chose to live in sin. And even if we look at the world today, while these messages of salvation is going out all over the world, people is choosing to live in sin, is choosing themselves to do what they want to do, making covenants with atheists, making covenants with the Satan himself, pagan religions. And I'm talking about Protestant people. We're living in the time of the great lie. And the Bible says it will happen, that the falling away shall start in the house of Yahweh. Daniel cries out, please Yahweh, have mercy. Have mercy on us. And you know what? Daniel didn't even live in a time of grace as we do today. And that's why the Bible says there is great joy in heaven when one soul repents himself or herself unto Yahweh. There's gladness in heaven. Thy holy mountain, because of our sin, of our sins. Now we find how Daniel even thinks about the holy mountain, Zion, in Jerusalem, and for the iniquities of our fathers. We find that Daniel intercedes for the sins of the fathers of Israel that they committed as well. There's nothing you can do to what has happened. We can do something about today. And that's why the Bible says we mustn't strive about tomorrow and next week, and we must live for today. Today is what matters. Today is what Yahweh has created for us so that we can advance in the Spirit. It goes on. Point E. He says, Jerusalem and our people are become a reproach to all about us. Daniel explains to Yahweh Almighty how the nation of Israel has become the laughing stock of the other nations surrounding them. This once fearful nation now has become a little lamb under the jurisdiction of a Babylonian king and their pagan gods. How terrible. And that, after Israel has suffered in Egypt for 430 years before they were led out of Egypt by Moses. Verse 17. Now therefore, O Yahweh Almighty, hear the prayer of thy servants, and his supplication, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolated for our Elohim's sake. There's no sanctuary anymore. It was broken down. It was broken down by the Babylonians. But in the mind of Daniel, he still sees the temple. He sees in his spirit a rebuilt temple. That is why it's so important to also participate in the study, the lives of the third temple. You must participate. The research work that has gone into the studies is so very, very important. Now therefore, O Yahweh Almighty, again we find Daniel beg Yahweh. He says, hear the prayers of our servants and supplication. I beg thee for mercy, have mercy. Have mercy. Let thy joy shine upon our face in the sanctuaries that is desolated. Remember, please remember, have mercy. Think of what we have done. He says in verse 18, O Yahweh Almighty, incline thine ear and hear. Please, Daniel now begs Yahweh to hear his prayer. And I think sometimes we, as Yahwist, we also need to pray in earnest. Yahweh, hear our prayer. It's a desperate call. Pray to a lot of Christians, to a lot of people, to some of the bride of Yahweh Shua even, has just become a normal ritual of saying something just to close the day or to start the morning. No. Prayer is a conversation which you can have throughout the day. Prayer is so important because through conversation we strengthen the bond with our Father. And it becomes a better relationship between father and son, because we are the sons and daughters of Yahweh Elohim. What works in a marriage? Communication. What works in our spirit lives? Communication. You need to accumulate to one another. If there's no communication, the marriage won't work. Daniel cries out, Yaffa, incline thy ear and hear. Please listen to my prayer. Open thy eyes and behold our desolation. Please, Yaffa our Elohim, open thy eyes and take note of the desolation of the land of Israel. We are suffering in Babylon. And you must remember, Daniel had it good. He was living in the king's palace. He was made the overseer after explaining the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar. And thy city which is called by thy name, and the city which is called by thy name. What is his name? Jesus. Would Daniel have said, the city which is called by the name of Jesus? Or do you think he would have said, the city which is called by the name of Yahweh? Yahushua? The city which is called by thy name. I beg thee, please take the sins away from us. And we want to remind you that this city was built upon thy name. This is a serious prayer, for we do not present our speculation before thee, supplications before thee, for our righteousness. Daniel admits that the nation of Israel has not pretended their supplication before Yahweh Almighty, but for thy great mercy, but on the ground of our righteousness, but because of thy mercy, I, Daniel, now come before thee. Mercy. And today we live in the time of grace. We live in the seven church age, as we understand from the seven churches or the church periods. We're living in the grace of the Laodicea. Laodicea. Between is Revelation 3, 22. Revelation 3, 14 to 22. The age of grace. Hallelujah. We will find out Daniel continues praying for his people. Instead, this part of his prayer sounds very, very desperate. I can hear it. Says, for the city and our people are called by thy name. Remember, we are in the same time every week. We're busy with the other study, one of them. What is your God's name? And that's actually falling exactly in place with this study. O Yahweh Almighty, hear. Daniel begs Yahweh's Elohim to hear, to lend an ear. O Elohim, forgive. He begs for forgiveness. O Yahweh Almighty, shaken and do. Please, Yahweh Elohim, will you please note and do it? Hearken, please, please. Yahweh Elohim, hearken and do. Would you bear with us? Would you forgive us? We have something to learn from this. Differ not for thine own sake. Please, Yahweh, help Elohim. Will you please do it for us, your people, Israel? O Yahweh Almighty, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Now can we say, O Lord, your city has been called by your name and your people has been called by thy name, Lord, L-O-R-D, small letters or capital letters? No, the name Lord only came to in existence in the 13th century. It was translated between 100 and 127 as Kyrios and Theos, sun god. Nimrod, Ra, Zeus, the sun god. But they were called by his name. What name? The name God? No, it couldn't have been God. The name Lord? No, it couldn't have been Lord. What name? If you know Hebrew, you would know Yod, Aleph, Hay, Vav, Aleph, Hay. And that spells Yaffa. The name above every other name. Yaffa. The creator of heaven and the earth. And this name, Yaffa, was only called upon once a year when the high priest would put the blood of the sacrificial animals on the wings of the cherubs, and he would call for mercy for the sins of Israel. And Yaffa will descend onto the tabernacle and onto the temple later on in a cloud. In smoke. And he would forgive the sins of Israel. Daniel remembers those moments. And now he's calling upon those moments. You know, it is actually very funny how when certain things happen in people's life, that they suddenly remember the good times. They suddenly remember what worked for them before, and how it worked before, and how it operated. I wonder why must it always happen that there first must be difficult times. But in that time, Yaffa also uses that situation for us to dig deeper in ourselves, in order to discover more of Him in our lives and less of ourselves. In the following scripture, he says in E, O Yahweh Almighty, for this city and thy people are called by thy name. Please, Yahweh, not just for me, but for your people, the nation of Israel, who are called by your holy name, and the city Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Once they are enslaved and they have to worship pagan gods, they realize what the importance was to have a high priest that had an open conversation with Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth. That in most lives, when it goes well, when things is working continuously, sometimes, even in this 21st century, people forget who's the giver of the good and the giver of life. And forget that we are redeemed by the blood of Yahushua. So important. Even this Old Testament scriptures is of essence in our lives today, in this 21st century. Which happened to Daniel 2,300 years ago. I said 2,300 nearly 3,000 years. It's so important for us in this time, 2,600 years. It's so important because we can apply it to our own lives and make use of it in a spiritual way. In the following scripture, we will find how the continuing of Daniel's prayers bears fruit something is about to happen. The confession of sin. A. And whilst I, that is Daniel, was speaking, Daniel is explaining while he was speaking to Yahweh's Elohim. What did he do? He spoke to Yahweh Almighty. Even atheists who believe that there is no God, someday something happens that they realize they can't depend upon themselves anymore because they believe they are on God. Then they call upon God as they call Him, or the Lord, to us who is Yahweh our Elohim. He says, I'm praying. He did not only speak to Yahweh his Elohim. No. He prayed to Yahweh. The scripture reads, and whilst I, Daniel, was speaking and praying. He was speaking to Yahweh and he was praying. And that's what we do a lot. There's times when we pray in earnest. And most of the day we are speaking to our Father. Having a conversation. Why? We are building a personal relation between ourselves and our Father, the Creator of heaven and earth. Do you realize what great privilege it is for us to be allowed to speak to Yahweh our Elohim, the Creator of heaven and earth? Be able to be in a conversation any time of the day I like or I prefer. And not just like in the Old Testament times, only on certain occasions, but any time in the New Testament. If we live in a relationship with Father and Yahushua, through the Ruach HaKodesh, we can have a conversation at any time. We don't need to wait till there's sickness or cancers or heart attacks or something major. We can speak to Him at any time. He said, and he confessed my sin while praying to Yahweh Almighty. Daniel also confessed his own sin to Yahweh his Elohim. A lot of time when I have my Bible study time with Pastor Rika, my wife, or separately, all depends, I will always ask if there's anything in this day that possibly can separate us from each other through the blood of Yahushua. Forgive me. Because we can sin through word, through mind, and through deeds. It can happen. We are human. We are not angels. We are on this earth, we are on the territory of Satan. And he will try his utmost best to let you stumble. But Yahushua says, though that Father has given into my hand, nobody can take it. We are saved by grace. And I always say there's only one person that can take us from the hand of Yahushua. It's me, myself. Opening the door, allowing evil spirits and demonic spirits into my life. And that will cause separation between myself and Yahweh and his son Yahushua. So whose fault is it? My own. Only me can remove me from Yahweh's hand. Yahushua has claimed, he says, nobody can take me from his hand. There's no demon that can do it. Only myself. Setting me apart, loosening myself, walking away from the conversation that we are having. That's why we need to live in holiness the rest of our lives. Walk in holiness every day of our lives. Allowing the Ruach HaKodesh. You will see I'm not pointing to my heart. I'm pointing to my soul's dimension. My mind. That's why Paul says we are not to be circumcised by the flesh anymore. But we are to be renewed by our minds. Because this is the place that matters. My soul's dimension. From my eyebrows to the crown of my head. My soul's dimension. Now he also confesses, and the sins of my people Israel. Not that Daniel only prayed for himself. No. We also prayed for the sins of his people. Who? The nation of Israel. I see in the life of Job, when he was sitting on the ash heap, when everybody has separated themselves from him, and his wife came to him and says, curse Yahweh. She actually says, bless Yahweh. That's a wrong translation. It's not bless him and die, curse him and die. And he says, I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. And in bad situations, in difficult times, I want you to remember what Job says. I know my Redeemer liveth. And the Bible says the moment that, and then Daniel turned away from his situation, he didn't see the leprosy that he had and the dogs that were licking him. No. The Bible says, and he started to pray for his friends and his relatives and those that he knew. Suddenly, Job doesn't see his own situation which has the major problem anymore. The Bible says he started to pray for others. And the moment that Job started to pray for his friends and his associates, healing took place. What do we learn from that? Sometimes we must come to the place where it must be less of ourselves and more of Yahweh. We get so tied up in our own lives, our own problems, our own circumstances, business, family, and whatever, that we don't even or seldom notice what other people is going through. Your own family, your own friends. And this is what the Bible says. It's one of the two new kingly laws, New Testament kingly laws. The first one is, here Israel, thou Elohim is one. You must worship with your heart, your soul, your mind and everything. And the second one is, you must love your neighbor like yourself, your brother. You must love him like yourself. You must see his problems and her problems. That's what Job did. The moment that he saw their problems, suddenly healing comes about. Suddenly. He says, and the sins of my people of Israel. So he intercedes for Israel. And presenting my supplication before Yahweh Almighty. It means Daniel bent low before Yahweh Almighty in prayer. For the holy mountain of our Elohim. At that time, the nation of Israel had different holy objects. Mount Zion was one of these holy objects that they had. But Jerusalem was demolished by Nebuchadnezzar. But the mountain stood. The temple was broken down, but the mountain stood. Why was Mount Zion a holy mountain? Do you know? Because a holy temple in Jerusalem was built on Mount Zion. Mount Moriah was the place where Yahweh, where Father Abram was to offer his son Isaac. After that, Mount Zion became Mount Moriah became Mount Zion. It had a name change. One of the holy places for the nation of Israel. A few times in this study, Daniel was referring to the holy mountain, Mount Zion. Now, if you do the study about the lights of the third temple, and I urge you to do it, you will find how Mount Zion, Mount Moriah, name was changed to Mount Zion. Only once in the Bible, the name Mount Moriah appears. And thereafter, you never hear the word Mount Moriah again. Throughout this chapter, we find how Daniel sometimes was praying about the same things. For some people, reading, understanding, it might sound boring, this part of the study. But you might have missed is how Daniel continued to believe that Yahweh Almighty will answer his prayers. As part of the bride of Yahushua, we sometimes pray and expect immediate results through this part of our study, because this is what it is, a study. We need to understand that Yahweh Elohim sometimes had different plans, not always known to us. Studying the following scriptures, we will study and find action. Suddenly something is about to happen. Therefore, he touched me. If Yahweh tarries to come and is his will, next week we'll start to see Yahweh will answer Daniel's prayer. Why? Because it came from his soul's dimension. We will say from his heart, from the inner of himself. Till next week, is Yahweh's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.